Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 1. And we start with verse 26 and 27. The Apostle Paul says, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat." We've been reading in Romans 1 here that we see that these sins begin back at the Tower of Babel. And we're also going to notice, if you read 2 Timothy 4, the sins of Romans chapter 1 are also in the end of our time in 2 Timothy 4, because the mystery of iniquity is already at work. When men turn from God and mix God with idols, their acts become unnatural. And we can see that now today. We just read verses 26 and 27, and we see that when you cease to glorify God as God, your mind and your body go. God gave them up to vile affections. He allowed man to exercise these affections that are vile. Now, just because somebody's affectionate doesn't mean his affections are good. Now, I want to say this very plainly. We have gay folks today, men, homosexuals, and sometimes they appear affectionate, and yet God says they're vile. And it's not that we don't love you if you're a homosexual. We're saying here that this is a result of a rejection of God. These are unnatural practices. God in the Garden of Eden made Adam and Eve, but when you turn away from God, your mind goes and you deny your own nature. This is what we have here, women and men turning to unnatural desires. Now, remember that Paul is bringing these things out because he needs this background to show grace. God's grace reaches all mankind. There is no sin that is beyond the reach of Calvary. You can never out-sin grace. But Paul has to show us the nature of man before he brings out the grace of God. Now, one of the things here we can never do is justify our sin. When God tells us something is wrong, it's wrong, and he says it's wrong because it's for our good that we don't engage in these things. And now, verses 28 to 32. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." So we see here in Romans 1 that our bodies are dishonored, and not only do we dishonor ourselves when God is rejected, but we dishonor our neighbors. The two great commandments, to love God first and to love your neighbor as yourself, are all denied when we deny God. We no longer love God, we reject our own bodies, we deny our own natures, and we reject our neighbors and treat them poorly. When man returns to God, he will love himself properly, and he will love his neighbor properly. And this is what we see here in Romans 1. Again, our minds go when we reject God. And we see here in verse 32, we're not dealing with ignorance, but rejection. It says they know the judgment of God, that people who practice these things are worthy of death. All of these things. And it's not eternal conscious torment we're speaking of, it's death. These things deserve death, not eternal conscious torment. That's a lie of the adversary. Now notice they not only practice these things, but they have pleasure in those who do these things. It is one thing to be overtaken in a sin, and it's another thing to take pleasure in it. They know the truth, but they held it in unrighteousness, according to Romans chapter 1 here in verse 18 to 32. But grace is going to bring justification to all these. Paul is being a good doctor in Romans 1, 2, and 3. He's showing the cause before he brings the cure. Remember, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. We need this background so Paul can show us his grace. And we have seen the Gentile world now in Romans chapter 1, which takes us back to Genesis 10 and 11. And in chapter 2, when we get there tomorrow, we will see God's chosen people taken up in God's great courtroom. Remember, we need the background of sin to appreciate the great grace that he's going to reveal through the cross work of Christ. This is Dan Sheridan at CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.